From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 8th day of July, 2013. The weather is at the top of the news today as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood watch for our area, beginning at 11 a.m. today through tonight. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected. The combination of nearly saturated ground and slow-moving thunderstorms containing locally heavy rain could lead to localized flash flooding across the region. This heavy rainfall could lead to significant ponding of water on roadways and areas of poor drainage. In addition, there could be rapid rises in creeks and even larger rivers. A flash flood watch means there is a potential for rapid flooding based on current forecast. A hazardous weather outlook also remains in effect for our area. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms are expected, in addition to possibly producing excessive rainfall. These thunderstorms could briefly pulse to strong levels, producing some hail and gusty winds, as well as frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. Thunderstorms will move slowly from southwest to northeast at 20 miles an hour or less. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 3 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain, increasing clouds, with a high near 85. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms again, mainly before 1 a.m. Some of those storms could also produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. We'll take a look at the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here's the weekend review. Some of the stories that made the news, July 5th to July 8th, 2013. Nathan Mayberg reported in the Register-Star that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson of Kinderhook announced last week that he is co-sponsoring legislation to limit the ability of the federal government to collect information on Americans who are not under investigation. The proposed law, also known as the Libert E Act, would also require that opinions issued by the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act court be made public. Gibson called the Patriot Act allowance for a roving wiretaps unconstitutional. Gibson, who served in the military for nearly three decades, said his opposition to the growing practice of domestic surveillance is based in the belief that the government has the duty to protect the Bill of Rights. You'll find that story in the Register-Star. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that consultants say a sewer district can be formed early next year for property owners in the hamlet of Leeds. John Brust, a principal owner of the firm Delaware Engineering, said last week work is expected to begin this summer on the state environmental quality review of the project and on a survey of where sewer lines would extend from the village of Catskill sewer system. Bruss said his firm will help form the sewer district. He said public meetings will be held as that happens. The price tag on the new sewer system was previously estimated at nearly $8.7 million. You can read that full story in today's Daily Freeman. The Columbia paper, well, they reported that the Germantown Democratic Caucus last month cross-endorsed Republican Joel Craig to run for town supervisor in November. He was recently endorsed by the town Republican committee. The caucus also endorsed William Billy Kimmel and Andrea Annie Proven for the town board, Joseph Guider for highway supervisor, Robert Griffin for town clerk, Lawrence Cosenza Jr. for the tax collector, and Virginia Hayes Sivison for the town justice. You'll find that full story in today's Columbia paper. Melanie Lukosovic reported in the Daily Mail that the Athens Village Board last week heard a proposal from utility provider Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation to bring natural gas to portions of the village and town. First phase of the project could be completed by the end of the year and would make natural gas available to approximately 50 homes. The cost of building the infrastructure would be borne by Central Hudson, with no cost to the village or the town. Individual property owners would pay for conversion anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 per home. Central Hudson estimates an average household saves $1,600 per year using natural gas instead of oil. The first phase of the conversion proposal is currently under review by the State Public Service Commission. That full story you will find in the Daily Mail. Paul Nelson reported in the Times Union a Columbia County man faces a charge of menacing and gun charge for allegedly threatening a neighbor, according to the state police in Livingston. The 64-year-old resident of Claverick apparently became upset and is accused of threatening an apple farmer with a gun because the man was spraying his apple tree on Fish and Game Road. The man was arraigned and released pending a court appearance on Tuesday, July the 9th. You'll find that full story in the Times Union. Finally, the Associated Press reports a 26-year-old Millbrook man was injured by lightning at Lake Taconic State Park in Ankrum on Sunday afternoon. A State Parks Department spokesman said the lightning hit a tree near where the man was standing. The charge knocked him down and he went into cardiac arrest. Lifeguards resuscitated the man and he was transported for treatment. You can read that full Associated Press story in the Corning Leader. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are the best description for the next 3 days. Today, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 86. Monday night, showers and thunderstorms likely again, mainly before 8 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. The chance of precip today is 60%. For Tuesday, the isolated showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 88 degrees. Tuesday night, isolated showers and thunderstorms partly cloudy with a low around 69. For Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly after 9 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy Wednesday night with a low around 71. And the outlook for Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 85 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:27 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 5 minutes. A decrease of 3 minutes over Friday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 8th day of July, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.